Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. So, 2021. Fancy meeting me in Paris on a Champs-Élysées night? Coming up, France goes all in on Eurovision. Lots of announcements of artist announcements. And all eyes turn to Albania. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are, welcome. It's the Insight News Podcast with myself, Ewan Spence, in the chair and the team of EAC Insight behind me, bringing you all the news from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah, we've got a lot to get through in the show today. Things are heating up. We're going to have a nice song just before Christmas as a little present from the contest. So let's just have a look down what's been happening. First up, let's start with Junior Eurovision. The 2020 contest passed last week with France taking the first victory at Junior Eurovision. Valentina scored 200 points, first one and the only one to go over the 200 with J'imagine. And thanks to the remote vision concept, of course, the artists weren't actually in Studio 5 at the TVP studios in Poland, although the show was hosted from there. All the songs had been pre-recorded on duplicate stages built by the broadcasters. So we got a good idea of what one of the contingency plans for the Eurovision Song Contest in May would be. We saw the celebrations of the artists, we saw each of them in the green room, or as Elaine quite delightfully pointed out, the green zooms all around you. And what we didn't get was Valentina doing a triumphant lift of the trophy. Presumably the Polish broadcaster will be popping that into FedEx so she can get that for Christmas Day. Junior Eurovision doesn't have the same sort of rule as the adult contest of if you win, you must host. It's never a must. You could always decline it, but nobody has since 1980. And anyway, doing it at Junior Eurovision has been thought to put on a little bit too much pressure. But in any way, the winning delegation does get preferential bidder status. Doesn't matter, really. France Television basically stood up last week and said, we had a great win. That was lovely. We're going to think about it. And this week they went, we've thought about it. France is hosting Junior Eurovision 2021. Yay! No further details venue-wise, but my money is going to be on the Jules Verne restaurant inside the Eiffel Tower. After all, how can you have France at Eurovision without the Eiffel Tower? And Junior is pretty much now going to be just set aside. That's great. We'll come to the Junior Eurovision plans in about 5 months' time. But for now, the adult contest is on the horizon. Semi-finals Tuesday, 18th of May. Thursday, 20th of May. Grand final on the 22nd of May. It's getting ever, ever closer and larger and more exciting. Last month, we got news that the semi-final allocation draw from 2020 would carry over to 2021, so we know who would be in the top half and the bottom half of each semi-final. But questions over the Netherlands' place in the running order in the grand final remained. As hosts, they automatically get through to the grand final, as do the big five countries of the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy and Spain. But because they're the host country, they have to draw their position at random. Last year, they drew the position of 23rd, and the EBU has now confirmed that that is also going to carry over. So returning artist Ernie McCrory will be singing for the Netherlands at slot 23 of 26. As expected, although many features have carried over, including that spot in the running order, the 2020 logo, that circular infographic with radial bars of colour which represented the years that a country debuted at the song contest, will not be used in 2021. It is, after all, a new contest. It needs new branding. But at the same time, 2021 is very closely tied to 2020. We're in the same venue, we've got many of the same acts, and obviously everybody who was expecting 2020 is now going to be expecting 21. So the logo kind of represents that as well. What we have for the new logo is a circular infographic with radial bars of colour, but this time the bars, even though they still represent flags, now show the distance and direction from Rotterdam to each of the hosts. It's the same feeling, but it's distinctly different look, and it's distinct enough that we'll all have to buy new merchandise as well. But it keeps that lovely sort of spirit of change, but the same, that I think we're going to be feeling a lot in 2021. Also changing for 2021 are going to be the postcard scenes, the part where the broadcaster can show off their country while introducing the artist. For 2021, the production team are looking for 41 locations around the Netherlands that will suit each individual artist. And that location is going to be visited by a tiny house. As the press release puts it, the house is a central theme because our living rooms have never been more important than this year. And at the same time, we open up our homes to the rest of the world. And for these tiny houses, we're looking for unique locations in the Netherlands. For me, there's also the idea of that these tiny rooms that we've all been locked in, both mentally and physically, are going to be opened up again in the world next spring and summer. And yes, open up does remain as the key phrase for Eurovision in the Netherlands. Okay, entries to the song contest. No national final results in this one. We might have them in the next one, depending on how the scheduling goes for the podcast around Festival in Cannes. But we do have one internal selection to report. Obviously, of course, we've got the returning artists from 2020. But confirmed for 2021, and a new name into the mix comes from Cyprus. After many names have floated, and many of them getting a quick burst of positive PR, the broadcaster CYBC has announced that Elena Sagrino will represent Cyprus at Eurovision 2021. The song is going to be called El Diablo. Not released yet, we'll be hearing that in the future, but we do know the team behind that song, which includes Panic Records, Jimmy Thornfield, Oxeb, Thomas Steingard, and Eurovision stalwart Laurel Barker. Okay, individual country news now. When we start with Albania, and as mentioned, it's going to be our first national final of the season. Festival I Cannes kicks off with its semi-final on the 17th of December, second semi-final on the 18th of December, and the grand final of 19th of December. It's a week away! Yes, at which point we'll have our first name selected by a competitive public process. We'll likely have the song, although the Albanian songs tend to need to be edited down to 3 minutes, so there's going to be a rework in the studio. So not only do we get the winning song, but we'll also get a release of the official Eurovision one, probably in February, March next year. And after all of that, of course, we will be leaving many songs behind. So the debates on which of the other songs was the lost Eurovision classic that never made it to the song contest will be able to commence just before Christmas. Yay! Over in Croatia. Dora is going to be their selection show. It's a one-shot show on the February the 13th. And the artist reveal is going to be taking place next week on December the 15th. Got to be said, we're going to have a lot of announcements of the announcements coming up in this part of the news. Over in Estonia, we've already had the acts, and I also had them in our last news podcast. But now, all 24 songs have been released online for you to listen, to find your favourites, and find the name to champion through the process to find Estonia's singer for the song contest. There's the obvious draw of 2020's winner, Uku Saviste, who won through but didn't get to sing at Eurovision, and former Eurovision representatives Yuri Putsman, Quite To Me, Tanya and Evelina in the mix as well. Finland is also giving us an artist reveal. We know that's happening on January the 19th. Seven acts are going to be announced for the UMK competition. One act who won't be in there is the 2020 winner, Axel. He's confirmed that after consideration, he's not submitted an entry to the UMK team, so he will not be returning to represent Finland in Rotterdam. France, it is all up in the air. It is all in for France this week, as I said. They've won Junior Eurovision for 2020. They've announced hosting for 2021. And they have also released not only the details on the selection process, but also the artists and the songs for Eurovision France Cevu Qui Decide. 12 songs from 12 acts, and each act is getting a chance to showcase themselves on a show, Eurovision France The Finalist, that starts nightly from December the 16th. What we don't have yet is a date for the show. Keep listening to the podcast and watching yourselves on social media, twitter.com/ESEinsight and so on, and we will let you know. Grace asked Stefania back to represent the country at 2021 following our attempt in 2020. I say attempt, she did get to represent the country, we just didn't get to the bit where it was on television. The songs have all been submitted and recorded, and signs are that the broadcaster is going to go for an internal selection, with reports that Stefania has a clear favourite of the songs, probably helping that decision as well. Israeli broadcaster Kan has put the 9 songs for Eden Alen's representation of the country at 2021 up online. It's a public vote, which will decide 2 of the songs that will go forward to the televised round on January the 25th, where they'll be joined by 1 jury pick song, which will give us a 3-song strong final for Israel. Italy. Well, as we reported in the last podcast, Sanremo's dates may be a little bit flexible given the request from the local council. But as it stands, the Diary Soul says 2nd to the 6th of March. We have an artist announcement coming up next week, December the 17th. That will be taking place in the original venue of the Sanremo Music Festival down at the Sanremo Casino. To quote 1980s cinema adverts, literally just 5 minutes walk from the Ariston Theatre. Last year's winner, Diodato, has said he's not taking part in Sanremo this year. Given that Sanremo has the winner of Sanremo has first refusal for the Eurovision Song Contest, and if not, then REI make the decision from the rest of the acts who are at Sanremo. This probably means that Diodato is not going to be singing for Italy in 2021, but stranger things have happened. Samantha Tina has chosen her song for Latvia's entry to Eurovision 2021, but isn't telling us yet. That does mean we're unlikely to get more than a single song reveal show during national final season. There's not going to be a multi-song, one-singer contest going on here. Lithuania, they're going for a full contest selection process again. The artist reveal will be on December the 23rd. Submissions close on December the 14th, so you've got just about enough time if you want to give it a go. One act who will be there is last year's winning entry from the selection and Eurovision entrant, The Rope. Writing on Instagram, the band confirmed that they do have a song and they do have a vision ready to go. TV heats of our Lithuania selection starts on January the 16th. Norway and the broadcaster NRK has announced details on its selection. So 5 heats to take place weekly on Saturday nights from January the 16th. The final will be on February the 20th. Like last year, the artist reveal will be a week before the show that they're going to appear on first. So with Saturday nights, January the 16th being the first show, expect to have the first name coming out of the Norwegian process on January the 11th, and then every week subsequent from that. Each heat will have 1 winner. They'll go through to the final. There'll be 6 other songs in the final selected by the broadcaster, and then there'll be 1 wild card vote from the heat songs that didn't make it through. Public vote on that for 1 say. That'll give us 12 strong national final on February the 20th. Last year's hosts are returning as well, so you can say hello again to Ingrid, Ronnie and Kare. Portugal, Festival de Canção. Dates for the Portuguese Song Contest have also been announced. Semi-finals on February the 20th and February the 7th, with a grand final on the 6th of March. Don't yet have a list of performers. Portuguese broadcasters always give the composers first to give them their time in the spotlight as well. And we'll expect an artist reveal in the next couple of weeks. Serbia, much simpler here. The trio that make up Hurricane have announced that they will be representing Serbia at Eurovision 2021. So that's an internal selection carrying forward the winner of the selection from last year. So no Bea this year for 2021. Spanish broadcaster RTV confirmed that Blas Canto, who we already knew was returning, will be having an internal selection of his song as well. Canto has 4 songs prepared, which he'll be presenting to his publisher and to the broadcaster for the final selection early next year. Another returning singer with an internal song choice is Switzerland's Jons Tears. He's announced on Instagram that he's picked the song, much like Samantha Tina. We're going to have to wait to hear it. Finally, for the country rundown, it's Sweden. The 24 acts from Melody Festivalen have been announced by Swedish broadcaster SVT. And like every national final, there's a story behind every name, and we can't feature them all here on the news podcast. Ones to watch out for will be the tabloids looking to pitch a Danny Cicero versus Eric Saad storyline. Dedicated Melody Festivalen fans will be watching the return of Charlotte Pirelli, Arvin Garner, and Jessica Anderson. Daughter will be looking to bring her commercial success into the public vote to hopefully go one place higher and win the contest this year. Eurovision fans will be hoping that last year's Eurovision representatives and Melody Festival winners, the Mamas, can win again and get to Rotterdam. And personally, I'll be hoping for something really, really heavy metal from the band Mustache. Okay, what else have we got around Insight and Beyond? Junior Eurovision coverage, of course, is up on our website now to relive the contest again, including a review of the show in a previous podcast, a look at why the language rule needs to be reconsidered, the impact of coronavirus pandemic on the songs, and we'll have lessons for the adult contest to learn from the junior contest coming up shortly. It's the final Eurovision again of the year next Saturday on December the 19th. Rather than revisit a specific year, this month it's going to be a revisit to the semi-finals, the songs that all failed to qualify. Not all of them, actually. It's just going to be 20 songs selected from a jury made up of 12 community sites and podcasts, and they will all vie for the votes of everybody watching in a simulcast at home. And while we don't know what the 20 songs are yet, we'll find out at the same time as you do, i.e. when they say and the next song is. But we will still have a companion podcast looking at the whole idea of the semi-finals at Eurovision waiting for you when the broadcast ends next week. As always, a shout out to those of you listening on the podcast radio, www.thepodcastradio.co.uk. If you want to listen to the radio station that is all talk, all podcasts, a great big sampler and regular spots as well. It's great to be featured there as always. Also available on DAB in some of the big cities in the United Kingdom. And if you're looking for just a little bit more music, Europe's Heartbeat, my weekly look at new releases and chart hits and the occasional classic Eurovision, which has a new show every week. You can find it more at europesheartbeat.com. And if you're looking for a little bit more Eurovision in your podcast ears, well, let's retune the dial and see who we can find.
So I've got 60 seconds to tell you about On Europe's Reviewcast podcast thing. Well, the clue's in the name. Good night, everyone. What? You mean I have to say more? Oh, okay then. So if you like Eurovision, well, you must do. You're here, after all. But you like it with more obtuse angles than an isosceles triangle, more weird references than your average Wikipedia post, and more baffling music than your average Belarusian final, then we've got just the shows that your ears have been waiting for. You'll never quite look at old contests in the same way again, as my dishevelled writing team and I try to entertain you with our sparkling wit and repartee he's written here, and educate you young'uns about those contests before Euphoria was a thing, and reminding us more mature types why we fell in love with the contest, all set against a background of in-jokes and puns that are sure to bemuse and entertain in equal measure. What have you missed? Well, I'd love to tell you, but frankly, you're going to have to listen to find out. You can find our musings at the website, www.oneurope.co.uk, in the podcast section, surprisingly, or if you're one of those cool kids, you can find us on all good and some not-so-good podcasting places. Just search for On Europe Reviewcast and you're bound to stumble across us.
Phil Kolkoff there on the On Europe podcast. Well, that's it. We've got some dates to look forward to. We've got Eurovision again on the 19th. We've got Albania's Festival of Kennedy on the 17th, 18th and 19th. Oh, we've got a little bit of a clash there. Well, you know what? Well, us Eurovision fans, national final season, multi-screening going on there as well. Let's not even mention it's going to be the final of Strictly Come Dancing here in the UK. It's going to be a busy time. We'll have the Christmas break and then that full speed ahead will carry on as we have every country looking to confirm their artist and song for the Eurovision Song Contest next year in May, and we'll keep you up to date on all of that here at the Eurovision Insight News Podcast. I'm Ewan Spence. These are the guitars. ESC Insight News Podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by the team at ESC Insight. Find out more at www.escinsight.com.